Mama tried.
Okay. Too hard.
Yeah. 3 o'clock. This is Katie and Kay. There's Luke over there and the Janerator and Jake right here in the hot seat. And we're going to do some Bronco babble right now.
Do, 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 do.
Babble, babble.
Babble, babble. Babble, babble, babble. Babble, babble.
Okay. Well, guess who won the last prediction, guys?
Who was that?
I did.
Oh, Lukester.
There were only three of us that predicted the Titans, and I had the closest prediction.
Oh, so. Well, who were the other? Who were the other ones that predicted the Titans?
Ed, the Liberal Gladiator, and Felix.
Felix.
The three of us
Tournier.
Predicted the Titans.
And you were the closest.
I was the closest.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, so I won one.
So you won one. You're in the running for the end of the season prize.
Did you win yet this year, Jane?
I did.
You did?
I
you
did.
Won while,
I won
while
one.
I was gone?
I forget which one I won. I have to go look it up.
Okay, well, let's keep moving here. Let's act like we're in the... In the 2-minute offense.
Okay.
All right. How about 10-minute offense?
Yeah.
Too?
How about the half hour offense?
We're going to grind it out, in other words.
Okay. So if you have never listened to Bronco Babble, formerly Bronco Talk, before, you may give us a call at 963-2976 during the next half hour and either give us what you think the score is going to be of the Broncos in Kansas City. Or you want to talk about the Broncos or how well they're doing or how awful they're doing or anything about the Broncos, give us a call, 963-2976.
I think Gary Kubiak's butt is getting warm.
Do you?
He's feeling some heat.
Yeah, you may be right.
I mean, how do you go through, when did training camp start? August?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
July?
Yeah.
How
August.
Do you not get your offense untracked after almost all of the season, the entire preseason and training camp?
I don't know. Well, one thing is we've had injuries, and one key injury is C.J. Anderson, who was our best running back, and he's been out all season.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think Gary Kubiak should be feeling some heat. I don't, you know, I love the guy. He handled the quarterback controversy
right.
last year like a master.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He has the respect of his team and the love even.
Right.
But come on.
I know. I mean, don't have an offense. Basically.
So, you know.
Well, I think that we're not playing with a full
deck.
Playbook. You
what
know?
Do you mean? Oh, because of Simeon.
Right.
That's right.
The playbook, let's say the playbook is 5 inches thick, we're only playing with about 2 or 3 inches of the playbook, so that makes us very predictable, makes Denver more predictable than it would be if we were playing with the whole playbook.
That's my theory. Really good point.
Huh.
Because this is Trevor Siemian's first year.
As a starter. You'd think he would have been reading the playbook before.
Right. But
so you're saying that all the teams that we face can game plan against us very well because they already know what we're going to do.
Yeah, easier than they would if we had the complete playbook that we're working with. I've heard other people say the same thing about in similar situations. But, you know, we our offensive line sucks. You know, our main running back is a guy we picked up from street football in, you know, Lower Watts or
Who?
Something like that.
Who?
Well, I don't know.
Who are you talking
See,
about?
See, that's his point.
That's
we
my
don't
point.
Know who he is.
God.
Do you know our running back?
Fawcett. The new one. The new guy.
Fournette.
Forsett.
Yep. Right.
What did I say? Fawcett?
Turn that faucet on,
yeah,
baby.
He's a real drip.
Forsett.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the defense is just doing incredibly well, except they didn't do incredibly well against Kansas City to give them let them score all those points. If that hadn't have happened, it would have been doing better.
Well, speaking of Kansas City, this might be a good time to read some of our statistician's the stats that she sent to us this week. Sarah Tournier is our coveted statistician for Bronco Babble, and we will give you some of these stats throughout the show. But I'm going to start with this one, which is interesting. First of all, KC does not score in the second half. They have not scored 1 point in the second half since they beat Denver last time they played. Their offense only scores 1 point more per game on average than Denver's offense, and their scoring rank is 15th, and ours is 21st.
So that's pretty interesting, almost a wash.
Yeah.
That's good to know. That's really good to know.
So the Broncos don't score in the first half. And
KC doesn't score in the second.
So
why go to the game?
Turn off the television. Right. Go for a walk.
Now, where do they play this alleged game?
In KC.
Where the weather report on Sunday is warm but wet.
Yeah.
They're saying it's going to be 63 degrees.
And there's going to be thunderstorms.
Yes.
So, which is, I mean, that's unheard of this time of year in Kansas
City. So at least
City.
It's going to be warm. Can you imagine rain, freezing rain?
No.
Ugh.
No. So, whichever quarterback has the stickiest hands, or whichever receiver has the stickiest fingers.
Let's talk about Sticky Fingers for a while.
Yeah, Sticky Fingers.
Rolling Stones album. I don't think he was talking about football, though.
There's no zippers on a football uniform, though, Jake.
That's true. Yeah. Nice try, anyway. So how about an injury report? Are we doing good in that regard?
No, we're not. We're not doing well. Do you have
I have some. Actually, we're not doing too bad, really, if you consider everything. Mostly because they gave a lot of people time off this week.
Right.
They gave Demarius and Emmanuel and Matt Paradis and a couple of the offensive linemen.
Yeah, but Derek Wolfe is injured and he's not playing.
Well, you know, that was weird because I thought that too, but I didn't see Derek Wolfe listed in the injury report.
Really?
On Broncos.com.
Now, he's a defensive lineman, correct?
Right. I think he's playing, though, Jane, because, he's been dealing with neck problems all season.
Uh-huh.
And he says it's like having a constant stinger.
Ooh.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
No, it doesn't at all.
Don't they have any chiropractors that they can take him to?
Oh, hell yes. They make $1 million a year, probably.
Yeah, well.
You would think.
We need a stinger specialist.
963-2976. If you have something to say on Bronco Babble. What was that?
What's the deal here, Luke?
What's going on?
I put the phone. Okay, I have to put the phone modular up.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Then just hit phone when Correct. Somebody calls. When
after somebody all, calls. After this many years, yes. You finally learned what to do.
I wouldn't say that I finally learned it.
That's true.
I know what to do
he
in the next 5 minutes.
He just temporarily forgot it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, 963-0139.
How about Aqib calling out the offense?
Yeah.
Well, if anybody's going to do it, it would be Aqib.
Yeah.
But I saw a newscast the other day. I think it was the last KC game where the offense scored and the defense did a lousy job. So, anyway, but yeah, they got into a fight.
But they all closed ranks pretty quickly.
We got a jerk on the line.
Oh, great.
Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
I heard Luke say that there are no zippers on football uniforms.
Isn't that right?
That's true. Yeah.
Is it?
Is this Amy?
So what happens? What happens if a guy's got to go?
He has to pull his pants down,
silly.
they got buttons probably, or Velcro or something like that.
Is this Amy?
That's the detail that I picked up. So, all right. Gotta go.
Thanks, Amy. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Okay, I don't think Amy Haddon Marsh had much of a prediction. She just wanted to know about zippers
right.
on football uniforms.
That's funny. That reminds me of Papa Chubby.
Right. I didn't know.
Do you
know
remember
what,
that?
I do.
You didn't know what it was either.
I didn't. Now
you
I
and
do.
Jake,
though.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't forget that one.
Yeah.
Okay, how about the kicking game? How are our kickers doing? Are they kicking well?
McManus is I think
he's the punter?
Yeah, he's
the leading scorer.
Yeah.
Oh, the
He's the.
God, that's sorry.
That's really bad.
Scary.
When your field goal kicker is the leading scorer.
God.
Yeah.
But our kickoff guy, Dixon, I don't think he's doing that well.
He's the punter.
He's the punter, yeah.
Oh, he's doing, no, he's doing pretty good.
Is he?
He boomed a couple 70-yarders.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't, at the beginning of the season, he wasn't
so,
doing
you know,
well.
John Elway's patting himself on the back for that one. He's cheap and he's good.
Oh, okay.
Just like the kind of woman you want.
Just like me.
Jake.
Yeah. How about Brock Osweiler getting benched?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
You go, Brock.
Go, Brock. You.
You don't rock.
Don't say that.
I won't say that. Brock, you don't rock.
Brock don't rock.
Exactly.
Well, it turns out Elway was probably right.
Houston just got lucky.
Houston overpaid for him, apparently.
He got lucky because he was ready to go for Brock.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to pay
all that money.
Pay the Brock money.
Right. So
we have a call.
Katie and Kay, you're on the line.
Hi.
Hi.
1720 Denver.
1720 Denver. Who is this?
Yeah. Ray.
Oh, hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray. Good to
you. Haven't called in a while.
I work in construction, and that's really tricky. Some days I'm just totally buried.
Gotcha.
Okay. Sorry about that. But yes, I'll try to catch it when I can.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks for calling, Ray.
Okay, you bet.
Bye.
Enjoy the show.
Bye.
Okay, so Ray is predicting 20-17 Denver.
Right. I also have a couple of scores that some pickleballers gave me while I was playing today. Okay, hang on. You guys keep talking.
Well, I got to wonder if, you know, how I noticed how the team closed ranks really quickly behind Aqib. Oh, he's just passionate. But, you know, the truth is he's telling the truth. And it's like, is the locker room ignoring this great big truth in favor of the company line that we're all trying our hardest? Blah, blah, blah.
Right. He's right. I mean, the offense sucks for the most part, except I don't think Simeon sucks.
I think they're trying. They're just not any good, you know? You can't be better than you are.
You can pretend.
That's true. Well, but you can get some adrenaline going, you know, and play better than you really are for a little while.
Yeah.
But some of our we have another call.
Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
I think what you're all forgetting is it starts at the offensive line. We lost C.J. Anderson, so we don't have a running back.
Right.
And our offensive line has not been able to protect Simeon or give us lanes to run in.
Yes,
and so
you're right.
Our defense plays best when we have the lead. And, you know, and at all the armchair quarterbacks and the weekend quarterbacks, I mean, to play for a year is tough. And Denver's still a great team. They could beat both Oakland and KC if they could just get a little offense going, because our defense holds us, you know, in the games. And
right.
So, I say Denver 24, KC 13.
Who is this? Who is this? Well, you have to...
He's the mystery man.
The mystery man.
You have to give us your name so that if you win, we can write your name down. But right now, since you didn't want to give us your name, we'll call you Mr. X.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I bet that was Terrence Simeon. Himself, and he didn't want to.
Trevor Simeon, you mean?
That guy, too.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm with
Mr. X
because I'll tell you why. Wait, well,
we got a jerk on the line.
Okay.
Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
Hey, I just woke up. What's the question, and what do I win?
Good to hear from you again, Dave.
Who is this?
It's Enrique.
Hola.
Enrique.
That's right.
We haven't heard from you this year.
Yeah, where have you been?
I've been asleep. I just woke up.
You've been hibernating.
No,
yeah,
he's...
I've been hibernating. Yeah. I just woke up.
Okay.
Hey, I'm actually calling not with football information, but are you guys aware of this giant... It was at Armageddon, a giant... traffic accident happened at Willits involving a truck carrying drywall spilled in the middle of the intersection, spilling drywall all over the highway. It's really dramatic.
When did this happen?
It happened about 2.5 hours ago, but they still haven't got it cleaned up. So I would tell all your listeners listening up Valley to go to the nearest bar and drink heavily. And then get back on the road.
Yeah.
And go get some free drywall.
Right.
And get some free drywall.
So is the road closed in both directions?
No, just one.
Just
Unfortunately,
one.
Unfortunately, it's the down Valley direction. So
it was closed in both directions for a little while, but I don't think it is now.
Yeah. Huh. But anyway,
well,
I believe that Trevor Siemian is our future. I mean, he's played some amazing games.
I'm with you, Enrique.
A kid that's only 15 years old, you know. And I think the Broncos have a great future in the next few years. And you know what? We're not required to win the Super Bowl every year. So I think the Kansas City game will actually be a little bit of an embarrassment. I bet you Kansas City's feeling its oats, and they're going to win 33-17.
Whoa.
How about that?
You're going out on a limb here.
33-17, KC.
33-17.
Wow.
Go get that free drywall, kid.
Yeah. Well, thanks for cluing us in, Enrique, and thanks for calling.
Yeah.
We miss you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, get your drywall before it gets all wet, right?
Good point, Jake. Your wet wall.
Before it turns to wet.
Yeah, so I guess in the intersection at Willits.
Well, I heard somebody said that somebody was actually, the drywall in the big trailer, semi-trailer truck, tipped over, and it tipped over on a car. And some guy was in his car, you know, with drywall all over the place.
Was the guy okay?
I don't know.
Huh.
I hope
Yikes.
So.
We need to figure this out.
Yikes.
I mean, I need to figure, yeah.
Okay, so let's run down the scores here. We've got Ray is saying Denver 20-17. Mr. X is saying Denver 24-13. Enrique is saying KC 33-17.
Now, we have not heard yet from several people, although someone's calling right now.
I'm going to get them on the phone. Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
Could you tell me again which highway is closed? We only caught part of that message.
Highway 82 in the Willits, at the Willits intersection.
But it's not closed down.
So it's closed up Valley or down or both?
He said the down Valley.
Well,
we don't know.
We need to confirm that.
But
oh, gosh. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Well, that sounded like maybe a real emergency somebody had going there.
Uh-oh.
Huh.
Well, speaking of emergency, our playoff chances are in emergency.
Absolutely. Even more so than that accident.
The Broncos have to win both games, and even then, that might not be enough to get them into the playoffs.
Right.
Somebody has to lose, and we have to win both?
Yes.
But
that doesn't sound good.
Yes.
Is that what you found out?
That is. If we win both games, Miami has to lose one of their games, and they're playing Buffalo this weekend and New England next weekend.
Well, thank
That's
God for
good.
New England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm calling from the Willits intersection, and traffic is moving, albeit slowly.
Oh, great.
That's good to know. Thanks, caller.
Is the road, are both sides of the road open?
Both
ways.
Both lanes?
One up Valley and down Valley, and they got to skirt around all the drywall.
Okay.
Okay, so there's still drywall available for people who want to go out there and get it.
Yeah, I'll sell it at half price.
Okay, well, did anyone get injured?
Not that I know of.
Okay, good.
Thanks for calling.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Okay, live update from Highway 82. Sounds like traffic is moving slowly in both directions.
Right.
Gotta love community radio, Jake.
Oh, man, you got to. Where else
Don't
does it
you,
happen
Jane?
Like
yeah,
this?
You gotta.
Combination Bronco babble and a highway report.
Right, yeah. And so the woman who just called, maybe she'll... I hope she's listening to this so she doesn't panic. Someone's calling.
Okay. Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Sarah.
Hiya, Sarah.
How are you?
Good.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Anita. I don't know anything about the highway.
Okay.
But you
know
something
know
about
the Broncos.
Well, but Sarah, this is Sarah Tornier, who is our our fine statistician.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. And We still have more stats to read. We haven't gone through all of them.
Yes, we do. You're going to have to get going because you don't have very many. I mean, your show is winding down.
No, not yet.
It should be. I agree. But
So do you have anything to say about the game, or do you just want to give us your score?
Well, I'm going to give you my score. Well, I'll give you. I have several, actually. I have Felix's, too.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, you're not going to like it. He's picking KC 2013.
Well, he picked Tennessee also.
I know. And they won.
And they won. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he's got another score from someone at the bakery, I guess, that wants in on this.
Okay. What's Gregor.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he's also picking KC 28-17.
Jeez.
Wow.
These traitors.
What's his name again?
Gregor.
Gregor the traitor?
No last names.
Okay.
Okay.
I am going to pick the Broncos, but I think it's going to be close, and I don't know. I just don't have, well, I don't have much faith in the offense. They just can't get anything done. So, and it might be wet. That'll be interesting because, you know, that can level the playing field a bit too. But I am going to take the Broncos, and I'm going to say it'll be a close one. I'm going to say 20-19.
20-19 for Sarah, Broncos.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I agree it's going to be a close game, but I think the more people that are with the Broncos, the better chance they have to win because of all of the energy going towards the Broncos.
Yes, well, nothing wrong with sending them some good energy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good energy, that's important.
Right.
Sure.
Very important. Why not?
So, yeah, go Broncos. I hope they can pull it out.
Okay. Well, thanks, Sarita.
You're welcome, Juanita.
Our statistician, and I'm going to read some more stats right now. Thanks for calling.
Wait, do you have the answer to the Robin Williams question?
Oh, the hairy back.
Yes.
I totally forgot.
Oh, man. Gina, I sent you a text. Yeah.
I know you did, and I totally forgot. I am making myself a note right now about the hairy back.
To find out if
that was supposed to be answered in today's Bronco Babble.
It was, and I totally apologize, but it's going to be answered in 2 weeks on Bronco Babble.
You'll forget again.
No, I won't. I'm making myself a note now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling,
thanks,
Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right. See you guys.
Okay. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Okay. Sarah guessed 2019 Broncos, and I must have been channeling Sarah, because before she gave us that score, I wrote down here 10-9, Jake.
Really?
So that's a 1-point game. So
we have another call.
We've both got 1-point games here.
The lines are going crazy on Bronco Talk.
KDK, thank God you got in.
You're on the air.
Must have scared him. Sorry.
Okay.
They probably wanted him about Highway 82.
Okay, but let me tell you one more bet. We have Val, who, Val, 17-9 Broncos.
Okay, that's a good, I like that.
I like that, too. And David, 13-9 Broncos.
13-9, I like that one, too.
Yep. Yeah. Now, let me read some more from our statistician here, okay? KC and Denver are ranked 23rd and 24th, respectfully, in overall yards gained per game. Denver is ranked 18th in passing yards per game, and KC is ranked 22nd. We're 27th in rushing yards gained, and they are 23rd. So the stats are pretty close.
Offensive stats.
Yeah. Our defense is ranked better in every category except run defense, where we're ranked 29th, and they are not much better at 28th.
How can we lose?
We really miss Malik Jackson.
Yes, we do.
Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
Hello, yes, this is Pepe.
Pepe!
I'd like to say a score for the game.
Okay,
sure.
Pepe.
It will be 20-10 Chiefs.
20-10 Chiefs?
Chiefs,
yes,
boy.
Yes.
Oh, Pepe.
Because I am from Miami, and Denver, the Broncos, will give us the best Christmas present.
Oh,
Pepe. The Dolphins.
That is.
To the playoffs since 2008.
Pepe?
Yes. So Dolphins win on Saturday, Broncos lose on Sunday.
Oh, No. Pepe.
That's the way.
We do not want it to go that way, Pepe.
Thanks for calling and your honesty.
Pepe.
I love Adam Gase.
You love Adam?
Now, who's Adam Gase again?
No, Eric Gase.
He used to be the quarterback's coach.
He's the defensive coordinator he's the
offense.
Coach. He's the coach now for
Oakland. The Dolphins, but he was the
for
OC.
Dolphins.
He was
right.
The OC for John Fox. He
right.
was Peyton Manning's OC.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam Gase.
And Pepe loves
so,
Adam
you know,
Gase.
If they weren't victimizing the Broncos, I'd have to cheer for the Dolphins because it's been a long time for
yeah,
those guys.
I agree. And I always liked the Dolphins. This was before I was a Bronco fan. We have another call.
Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
It's Big Al, the ladies' pal.
Hey, Big Al.
Hi, Big Al, the ladies' pal.
I'm going to predict a Bronco win 11-9.
What?
11-9.
Wow.
How are they going to get 11 points? How does that work?
I think it is a touchdown with an extra point.
Okay.
With a double, with a 2-point extra points. And,
or it could be three field goals and a safety.
Or three field goals and a safety.
There's not many ways to get to that 11. But,
there are some.
Or two safeties and a touchdown with a regular kick through extra point.
Yeah.
There are a lot of ways to get to 11.
Oh, Big Al, the ladies' pal?
And it is a prime number, so, you know.
You are so knowledgeable.
Right.
We appreciate when you call.
This is the greatest Bronco talk show ever.
It is?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
I think he may be. We've got a lot of callers, a lot of people placed bets.
Probably the best sports talk radio
in the world. You know, I was actually thinking of calling the Broncos front office at PR and asking them to listen to Bronco Babble.
They should listen to it and give you press passes to the games.
I agree.
Make us celebrities. We want to be celebrities.
And right. They should give us a free T-shirt or a jersey for the winner at the end of the season. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, we will work
on that.
Well,
you guys are already local celebrities.
So are you, Big Al.
Yeah, Big Al, the ladies' pal. Thanks
we'll
for calling.
We'll see you later.
Okay. Oh, my God.
11-9. Okay.
11-9.
11-9. That's a pretty boring game.
Well,
that's a snoozer. It's like reach it over and turn it off.
I know, but I think, you know what?
If
I think
you win,
it's going to be a defensive battle.
If you chalk up a W.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
Who cares what the score is?
Let's run through the scores real quick here.
Okay.
Ray is saying 2017 Denver. Mr. X is going 24-13 Denver. Enrique is going 33-17 KC. Sarah goes 2019 Broncos. Felix is going 2013 KC. Gregor is going 28-17 KC. Val, 17-9 Broncos. David, 13-9 Broncos. Pepe from Miami.
Pepe.
2010 Chiefs. Jake is going 10-9. And Big Al, the ladies' pal, is going 11-9.
Okay.
Are you got?
I have a few more stats here.
Well, no, you need to place your bet.
Let me just give these stats because our statistician worked very hard.
Okay, give some stats.
All right. Our defense is ranked, I've read that one. Simeon is going to have to be careful against KC as they lead the league in interceptions and total turnovers.
Ooh.
Ooh. The game is expected to be a defensive struggle with the best defense winning the game. Suck on that, Raiders, Chargers, and Chiefs fans.
Yeah, suck on that.
Okay, and here is the fun fact. The Broncos' 8 AFC Championship game appearances during Pat Bowlen's 31 years of ownership are more than the combined conference title game appearance totals of their 3 AFC West rivals, Oakland, San Diego, and KC, have combined to play in 6 AFC Championship games since 1984. Interesting.
Huh.
Thank you, our statistician.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So what do you guess, Jane? What's your prediction?
Okay, my prediction is. okay, 14. 24 Broncos, 17 Chiefs.
And you're saying, yeah, the Broncos will win, 24-17, Jane.
Right.
And
we
how about Luke over there?
I'm guessing Broncos 17, Chiefs 14.
17-14.
Is that a duplicate of one?
We have a call, Jake.
KDNK, you're on the air.
Oh, I was looking to see if anybody found a Sheltie, actually.
No. Yeah. All we have is a lost cat.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Where's Lisa?
She must be out. I don't know. Who knows? That's a good
She
question.
Said she was going to call. She always calls Lisa Johnson. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, we need to do the calendar and all these other things.
I think Aqib kicked enough butt that offense is going to respond.
I hope
That's
so.
That's what I think.
I hope so, and I think so, too. And I'd like to say one final thing. And two of our callers, I think Enrique said it, and somebody else said it. I think Trevor Siemian is doing really, really well, especially because since he's a rookie and this is his first full season, and I think he has a really good future myself. That's all I have to say as well. And whoever said it's the offensive line, I agree with. Okay.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Thanks for calling, everybody. We'll be back here in 2 weeks with what could be
a playoff version of Bronco Babble.
Yes.
We could only hope.
Or the final version.
No, it would be because that would be after the Raiders game.
Oh, that's right.
Here's your community calendar for
Thursday, December. Jake, are you cutting us off?
Sorry.
Jake, thanks for listening, everybody, and calling.
Thanks a lot.
Rotary, service above self.
That was
I'm Steve.